Okay, good evening. Welcome to Free Associations live from the laundry room. And if I get distracted, it's because my next door neighbor is singing "The House of the Rising Sun." So let me share the show. I haven't really got a topic, mate. It's just a room for random shit, really.
So random shit. What's going on, brother?
I'm okay, mate. I'm good. How's yourself?
That makes two of us.
Good. Sundays are always a good day for me.
Yeah, nice, relaxing. Especially when you got some crazy lady that's taking a shower, lets us all know about it, and she is crazy.
It's always chilled out.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I've seen Crazy Lady around. I don't think I've ever had a long conversation with her, but
Oh, she's cool, man. She's cool as shit. She's a good, down-to-earth person. You can talk to her about anything.
that's the best way, really. It's the best way.
You can talk to her about her. She's got some toenails that are real, they got fungus all over them. And she'll tell you all about her fungus toenails, or she'll tell you about her real nice red hair or whatever. I'm bullshitting about her toenails. They're not fungusy, I don't think.
Right, okay, well, she's here now anyway.
Yeah, we'll find out. There she is. Look at her. Do you have fungus on those toenails, oh, Stafakal?
Yeah, right. I don't have fungus on my toenails.
Why not? Oh, you got rid of it? Huh?
I said that would be Ross.
Ross has it.
Yep.
Oh, her husband has it. So how was your Saturday, Stafakal?
Uneventful.
You ain't gonna say hi. Poncha's right here. You wanna say hi to Poncha?
How are you?
Hey, crazy lady.
You have IG, don't you? Instagram?
That's my wife, Goofy Poncha.
I know she's not computer illiterate like you are.
Huh?
I said, I know
What?
she isn't computer illiterate like you are.
No, but she said hi to you.
Oh, I said hi to her back. I'm getting dressed, so I don't have my headphones on.
Well, hurry up. You're taking too long.
So, what you been up to, Spicoli? Anything since last week?
No. What did I do? No, I hadn't done anything. I was just talking to my wife. Parmeet, have you met a girl or lady named Parmita on here?
Yeah, I've seen that name around.
She was, man, she told us a real upsetting story. yesterday. She went, I guess there was another platform. She lives in Iran. And this girl was crying. Her dad had beat the living shit out of her. Not Parmita, but the girl, this daughter of this piece of shit dad. The dad beat the shit out of this daughter. And Parmita drove a long way in this in her car that's not, you know, the car's not in good condition and is breaking down. But she made it there to try to help the girl. But the girl couldn't leave her family because then she'd be in worse shape. But I don't know why the piece of shit dad beat the hell out of that daughter.
She could have looked at a boy wrong. You know what I mean?
It can be the slightest thing.
Yeah, anything, that they're so strict. What did you say, Crazy?
She could have looked at a boy and her dad, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but it doesn't deserve to have her with bruises all over her body and, you know, her face all black and blue.
That's, I didn't say it was right.
I'm not right, man.
And stuff, that's just their culture. You know, women have no right.
It's their culture. As a Pontius said, why don't they call the police? I said, man, that's not what they do. That's the way their families are run through with an iron fist. You know, the father controls the family with the fist.
Yep.
It's fucked up, man.
I got Freedom Warrior joining us.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, man, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What's going on with you over there?
Oh, I'm just chilled out. I've been asleep most of the day. I've just been pottering about.
Sleep most of the day, but they don't have much trouble from your neighbors, right, upstairs?
The woman next door goes nuts occasionally, and she's had a couple of days where she's been screaming at the boyfriend.
What's up, Freedom Warrior?
Hi, good evening, Vigoli. Yeah, I'm good, man. What's going on over there?
Nothing much. Just hanging out.
What time is it there right now?
1:55 p.m.
All right.
How about you? What time is it where you're at?
It's about, it's almost 9 o'clock at evening, in the evening here.
Oh, all right. And what about you, Radio Project? What is it?
It's just about to be 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're in London, right? I mean, not London. You're in whatever the fuck, England.
Yeah, the north of England.
Yeah, northeast England. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, Newcastle for me sins. Newcastle's a little old shipbuilding town, or it used to be.
Cool.
They don't build ships anymore, but they've got a nice little quayside area with a big concert hall and arts. It's basically just an arts quarter where the shipbuilding used to happen.
Iron shipbuilding wooden. Yeah. Metal or wood?
Oh, these would be metal.
Cool.
It's a coal mining area, so it's all steel, like old steel industry, and shipbuilding used to be the thing that people did up here.
Do you know a lot about the history there of Newcastle?
I don't know the details, but I know little bits and pieces.
That's the wrong one, maybe. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all these. I think north of England is pretty similar in that way, right? A little bit. As you described that way, Newcastle with a lot of manual labor jobs usually.
Yeah, it's the same. Sunderland and Middlesbrough and Teesside are the same. It's that kind of area.
So a working man town.
Yes, where the more or less where the Industrial Revolution started. We've got the first electrically lit street in the world was in Newcastle.
Really?
Yeah.
The first electrical lit street was in Newcastle.
Yeah, in the world.
Holy shit. That's fucking interesting.
Yeah, it's called Collingwood Street. It's a street by the railway station.
How did they light it up?
The guy who invented the electric light bulb lived up here as well. A guy called Swan.
Swan. Huh. He invented the light bulb?
Yeah, I think so. I think he invented a light bulb. I don't know whether it's the light bulb, but he invented something that lit up with electricity.
Wow. Seems like they might have named the street after him.
No, I don't think he was important enough. I think it's one of those things where you've got to die to get recognized for what you've done. While it's happening, you don't get the recognition.
Yeah. Strange, because it was a big invention, but not important enough to remember a guy by, I guess.
Yeah, the National Trust bought his house. His house was the first electrically lit house as well, I think. Fully electrically lit. I don't know. I can't remember, but it was bought by the National Trust, which owns all the old mansion houses in Britain. All the old stately homes get bought up and preserved. He's on the tourist list. He's on the places people visit.
Somebody was talking about about light bulbs, how they could get you could invent a light bulb, or they did invent a light bulb that could run forever. It would never go out. But then there would be no competition for it, in the industry for it. And there's one of them that is still running. It's been running. It's been lit for over 100 years. It's in a fire station house, a fire station, where the fire trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere here in America. I don't remember which state. But it's still burning in a fire station, and I think to myself, why in the fuck is everybody so damn greedy? They have to just make the three or four companies, they make it. Excuse me. They came together and made a deal that they cannot. Everybody, they make the light bulbs where they will burn out after so many hours. That's the standard. Every light bulb can only last so long, and. Then it went from that to like a battery only lasts so long, and then a car will only last so long. It went from a light bulb to every other aspect of life.
Yeah, you wouldn't say it was capitalism.
Yeah, at its height. Shit.
It's tricky because you've got to have some kind of economy, but... Oh, here we go.
I thought that light bulb was cool, though, because I saw it. You know, it's just hanging from this old-ass fucking wire.
And it looked like it did it to Tulsa.
Weird looking. Yeah. And it's still lit. Still burning.
They railroad and pretty much killed Tesla because he was trying to give us free energy. You know?
You're talking about the old Tesla or the...
Yeah, that dude.
What do you mean? How is he going to give us free? What do you mean?
Oh, Tesla had a method to pull energy out of the air, basically.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard this.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, do you take it, crazy lady, and I'll fill in some gaps if you miss anything out.
He was in bed with who was it? Edison, I think it was. The whole power thing, and he had a different way that could generate power, and it didn't cost anything, and it was actually very simple to do, and pretty much he got railroaded, and couldn't get his stuff, you know, in front of the right people because of, I think it was Edison. And
the AC/DC power.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. But anyway, he had a concept that free energy, and it worked, and he pretty much got shut down. And I can't remember if he was murdered or if he just died, but pretty much he was railroaded and killed for his concept, because there's no way that our government and people in the corporations wanted people to have free energy. You know, it's like a light bulb that works forever. You know, corporate, they can't have that kind of stuff going on, because then they won't make their trillions of dollars.
Damn. What was he, murdered, radio?
I can't remember whether he was murdered or not. I don't think he was. I think it would have stuck in my head if he was. But he was shut. His company was shut down. He had a method of sending electricity through the atmosphere, so you could just point it in a direction and pick it up at the other end, basically. Bounce it off the top of the stratosphere or whatever.
Yep.
You didn't need a power line.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Why don't they? I've never heard that.
Yeah, ask Poncha about it. She'll tell you.
That's what I just asked her. She heard about that. She shook her head. Well, that they should do that now, man. Instead of having all these power, like when a hurricane comes through.
Yeah, well,
we save everybody a lot of grief of living without electricity because the power lines are down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is fucking bullshit. They should bring that back. That was Tesla.
Yep.
Yeah, that's 100 years ago, Spicoli.
Wow. Wow. Man, I must not have paid attention or skipped school that day when they talked. Man.
But
they wouldn't have taught you that in school.
Yeah, they didn't teach us that in school, Coley.
Holy shit. So you just pointed whatever it was, like a... I don't know. You pointed a doohickey in one direction.
We just blew his mind radio.
Receiver that picked up that signal, and it connected.
Yeah, just bounce it off the atmosphere, bounce it off the clouds or whatever, off the stratosphere.
Holy shit. How far could that go? Do you know how far he could...
I don't know the detail of it. I know they could potentially do... I don't know. To be honest, cities, I would have to look it all up again, but it was something they were going to do for the whole of the states. I know that much.
That's something to look up, man. I'm going to do that.
Relay towers or something for it, but it's potentially could have powered the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Why in the hell would they not utilize that?
Because there's no way to meter it.
Yeah, because
once people have a gadget in the corner of the house that pulls energy out of the atmosphere, there's no way to meter it. There's no way to make money off it.
Right, that's where I was going, because the money hungry assholes aren't making any money off of it.
Exactly.
That is bullshit. Wow. Boy, now y'all giving me something else to rant and rave about.
Glad I could help you.
Look, at Bunch is like pissed off now. Oh, God, something else.
Yeah, well, they've already got, hydrogen cars and water-fueled cars and all the rest of it, haven't they? Still waiting to be... waiting to be developed on a commercial scale, because the car companies just buy all that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's a, I forgot what kind of engineer he is. He works for, I don't even remember who he worked for. I just met him one night. We were doing some shit. And he brought out this book he had, and it was how to run a car on water. And I thought he was fucking with me, and he broke it all down, and it would work.
But they have people that
everybody else would shut it down. They would not let that, go because of oil. Oil is such a humongous business, they'll never let water run cars, just like they could make a car run, you could get 80 miles to the gallon, but they're not gonna let that happen. Pretty fucked up. The money hungry
bureaucrats.
Yes. Bureaucrat. That's never come out of my mouth. You angry bureaucrat.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things sitting there waiting to be developed. It's only a matter of getting access to everything and not being shut down. If somebody manages to get access to it all, or even just a little bit of the technology that's available without being shut down, then we're on a roll, basically. We're moving again. We've been kind of stuck for 150 years.
That's about right. We've been stuck.
So you got people who's the guy who does the UFO Disclosure Project? What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Fusk?
You know the guy who did the press conference at the New York Press Club or whatever it was about 15 years ago? I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. But he says he's got access to technology like that. He's getting it from ETs, I think.
I have no idea.
I wish I could remember his name. There was an event about 20 years ago at the Press Club in New York, where he had military generals and all the military UFO sighting people all lined up to give testimony.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. What is his name?
I can see his face, I just can't remember his name.
Was he the one that was murdered?
No, he's still alive. There's he does contact stuff. He does UFO contact stuff. Takes groups out into the up mountains and stuff, and makes contact with extraterrestrials. It's called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. There's a movie.
Yeah.
Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. But he reckons he's got access to a whole lot of free energy technology.
There was this guy who went, he said he worked for the government, and he went down this, they had brought him down this elevator shaft, like out in Area 51, somewhere out in that area. And he went down the elevator with a couple other people, and they got down there, and this is what he said, that the aliens started shooting at them. There were aliens down there and were shooting some kind of rays at them, or some type of ray. And he had a gun. The man that went down the shaft had a gun and was shooting and killing the aliens. And somehow he ran the other way down there, you know, underground, and got out of there somehow and lived to tell the story. And he didn't tell anyone about it for years and years and years. And he just came out and told the story. It was on YouTube. And he said, if I go, you know, if somebody kills me, I want y'all to know about this. And if I go...
Yeah, he didn't commit suicide.
Do what?
Is that the same guy that said, hey, if it comes out that I committed suicide, I didn't commit suicide? They killed me?
I'm not sure. I don't remember him saying that. He could have. But he said, if I'm murdered, if I go missing, something along those lines, he said, it's the government that did it. The government's the one that did it to me. Because they don't want us to, the government doesn't want y'all, meaning the general public, to know about this shit that's going on down there underground. There's a bunch of weird shit, man. A lot of weird stuff. And I don't know if to believe him or if he's batshit crazy. Or like the guy that radio was talking about, the UFO guy, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange things going on in the background. I'm not sure about all that deep underground bases stuff either. To be honest with you, it's tricky to buy into all of that, because there's so much other stuff going associated with it as well that probably isn't real.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me though.
No, it wouldn't surprise me that there's a couple of hundred underground bases in the States. Because every you think about it, every airport's going to have a nuclear bunker next to it. Every government building is going to have a nuclear bunker next to it. So that was a normal thing in the 1950s to build an underground bunker. If you were putting any kind of infrastructure in, you would build a tunnel and a bunker. And there's a building There's a building in Newcastle that's an old communications building, belonged to BT, where they do all their radio communication stuff. And there's a 200 yard tunnel to another building underneath the city that they use it, that they would have used as an air raid shelter or a nuclear bunker. So that's fairly normal. I don't think there's anything unreasonable about claiming that there's underground bases. It's the other stuff that people are claiming that I have trouble with.
Yeah, a lot of it is true, you know, from the Cold War. There's bunkers everywhere. But the alien shit is just too far-fetched for me to believe right now. I'm one of those people that I have to kind of see it to believe it.
Yeah, I'm not far away from that. I mean, I'm interested in that sort of stuff, so I've kind of been on the fringes of
doing
things that are a bit new agey with that stuff. So years ago, I used to do some channeling work. And clairvoyant stuff. So I used to channel extraterrestrials in one group on a Tuesday afternoon. For about a year and a half, I was doing that. So it never produced any real kind of detailed information, though. That's the trouble. It was all kind of general. So it was just my subconscious, basically. I don't think there was any actual alien contact going on, but there might have been a little bit here and there. You can't tell, because it's like, why would you need an alien in the room to talk to it when you can just use telepathy or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever channeled like people that have passed on?
Yeah, yeah, I'm trained to do that. I'm trained as a medium.
Mm.
Are you really? My wife is into that, man. She's real big time into that.
See, I don't know how to call specific people forward. That all my spirits just come to me like randomly.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't call specific people. But if you're talking, I used to do demonstrations in the spiritualist church at one point. So it's all about having voice contact. So if you're talking to somebody in the crowd or whatever, the connection that you get is from their voice.
Mm.
So that brings somebody in with a message for them specifically. And it was interesting. I did that for a couple of years as well. I did that after I did the ET channeling. It's a different way of working, though. It looks like it's probably the same thing, but it's not. I don't think you can do the two. You can do the two together a little bit, but I'm not a particularly good medium. I'm just like, I can give people messages and they're good messages, but to me, it doesn't feel like it's real. So I'll stop doing it.
Like, what do you mean? Like, it didn't feel like, you know.
It didn't feel like it was me.
Okay.
I'm not saying this very well, but I did it for a couple of years, and the messages were pretty good that I was giving out. I was getting a good response from it, but it didn't feel like the right thing for me to be doing.
Okay, I gotcha.
But how do you pick up a message? You mean do it a voice, but how? How do you hear that?
Different people.
Yeah, it's people work in different ways. Usually I get symbols or I'll get keywords. So with me, if I'm talking to somebody, I'll get a keyword in my head and then I've got to work out how to build a sentence around it that makes sense.
Wow.
In the context of the person I'm speaking to.
That's how it works.
See, I see them in my mind. Sometimes I can see them in my mind, especially if they're trying to show me something. And it's like a voice in my head. but it's their voice.
I get a voice in my head sometimes as well, but mostly I just get symbols or keywords.
Well, that's quite interesting. You would think that would be the same kind of way of communicating, but it's different then also.
It's different for different people.
Yeah. And then sometimes I see like the energy of them. I see the energies of the earth. So that's, you know.
You see the energies of what?
The earth, like everything living has like this energy about them. And yeah, it's just, that's what I call it. The energies, like the auras, I guess, but I don't, it's not like colors really. It's just different types of energies. Like some people
you
have
said
like
aura, like, not earth.
Well, of the earth too. The earth is living.
Yeah, well, it's, I didn't know earlier. Did you say you said aura?
The energies of the earth. Yeah, I see the energies of the earth.
But earlier, did you say aura or earth?
Yeah, people too. I said earlier. I said both of them. The aura. Oh, okay. People's auras.
All right.
You know. But they're not colors for me. They're like,
get a
I don't know, energy.
I gotta walk.
It sounds like you're on my wavelength, crazy lady.
Hmm.
It sounds like we're on the same. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm weird.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm okay with it. It's like my husband. He doesn't believe in ghosts. But
I
we ask him
either.
Now, he goes, I don't believe in it. He goes, but I've seen some things that I can't explain.
Like what?
Well, in our old house, he walked out of the kitchen, turned around, walked back in, and all the cupboard doors and all the drawers were open.
What? Wow. That'd fucking give you a, make your hair stand up on your neck.
Yeah, and then there's one time, like, I don't know if they're fairies or, well, sometimes I know that it's spirits that, like, move my stuff. But there's things that can take things, like, out of our realm, and they'll hold on to it, and then they'll bring it back. My friend, yeah, they just... Yeah, and Ross, he's like put things down, turn around, and they're like gone. And then they turn up like in the most weirdest places.
That's probably really you places. Fucking with him.
No, I'm not fucking with him because it happens to me all the time, too. I don't.
Y'all fucking with each other.
Sounds like telekinesis.
Yeah,
some kind of telekinetic thing.
No, sometimes spirits will fuck with people and like move things, you know? So.
I've never had anything like that happen.
Have you ever walked into like a place that didn't feel right?
Come on, Spock. Yes.
Well, that's probably your natural instinct, you know, telling you something.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Come on, Spock.
You can't see it.
Yeah, you can pick up on people's energies normally already. Not
oh, yeah.
One person stronger than the other, but if I'm somewhere talking to people and I pay attention,
come on.
You can read signs already by looking at people, but you can also feel in somebody's voice or the way they stand in their body language. You can already sense a certain energy.
Yeah, you feel something. It's like something is not right here. Oh, shit. Something ain't right here. I went and put my holster on and did not get my fucking gun. That's real smart. I was listening to Crazy Lady. I had to get in shit to walk my dogs and forgot my... Whatever.
Yes, Cole, sound like my dad.
Come on, Spock. Pick your leg up and bring your hammer, buddy.
On one side, he has his 45. And then he walked around the car, and then on the other side, he had, like, two extra clips, and I took a picture of it. I'm all like, you need two extra clips in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, Dad. He goes, you never know.
Well, that's what I have on, like, when I go somewhere, I have my pistol, and I have also have two clips. other guy. My left.
I used to tell people, I said, know that my father's house.
And you don't ever know. Man, we'll see around here. They. Hold on. Go ahead.
In my dad's house, there's at least 5 weapons in every room. I tell you what, yeah.
Oh, y'all hush. Fucking stupid dogs. Man. Now what happened? Your dad's house did what?
My dad's house, there was at least 5 firearms in every room. Guaranteed. 3 in the bathroom that I knew of.
Man.
Yeah, he was a little, you know.
No, I don't have all that. I've got 4. I have 4 firearms, but I just have one in where I'm at, you know, in the one in the den, one in the bedroom, or the rest of them are in the bedroom, and one on me. Come on, Spock, you're begging me to go out. Let's do something, buddy. Come on. This is where I'm going to end up going in the Matrix, so I won't hear anything. So you know, I may hear something. Sometimes it screws up. I don't know why when I'm 100 yards from a big-ass one of those cell towers. It's a cell tower. I'm 100 yards from it, and I go into the Matrix. Seems like I'd get better reception, but it makes... I don't know. It makes me go into the Matrix. It's weird.
All right, too much interference going on.
Come on,
Spock. Where do you live again, Freedom?
I live in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Oh, my daughter was just at your airport last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she flew into Amsterdam, and then she went to Uganda. And then on her return trip, she went to Amsterdam, and then... back here to the States.
Yeah. It's
she had fun.
You couldn't have thought of funny. It's a big transit airport also. It's one of the biggest in Europe now.
Is it? Wow. Last time I was over in Europe was in 91.
It's a little while. Where did you go?
I went to see my brother who was stationed at Gießen, Germany. But he lived in Lisch.
Come on, boys.
Yeah.
And I visited him for quite a while. We went to Amsterdam on a little, like, holiday. and then I went over to England and visited my uncle in Birmingham for a while, for like 2 weeks. And then I came home. I had the baby. It's when I had my first child, my son. My brother wanted to see his nephew. So he paid for my
ticket. How many children do you have?
I had 2. I had 1 of each, a boy and a girl. And I just had my girl left. My son passed away in 2019. Oh, yeah. He was in a semi-truck accident.
If you don't mind.
He drove semi-truck for a living, and... he came over a hill, and this other semi-truck that was hauling propane was trying to make a U-turn on a 2-lane highway, and my son couldn't stop in time. Or, you know, he hit the rear part of the driver's side of the other truck, and my son died instantly. I'm thankful for that. But and no one else was hurt, no other injuries, not a scratch. So, but he saved some lives because I guess where he hit it, it didn't blow up or anything. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. A tragic story.
Yeah. And the guy that he hit goes to trial next month on negligent homicide. So I'll let you guys know how that turns out. I don't want to do like major, like prison time, you know, like years and years. Because it was a horrific accident. I just want him to realize that he was responsible for my son being gone. And I want him to take responsibility. Oh, yeah.
But it was basically his fault then. When, maybe.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think that, you know, trying to turn a semi truck around on a 2-lane highway, that isn't something you should do at the bottom of a hill, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sounds dodgy. Sounds very dodgy.
Yeah. But so I just have my girl left, and she'll be 21 next month.
All right. Oh, good age.
But, yes.
I wanted to ask, did you deal with yourself differently with this kind of grief because you're more sensitive to kind of energies?
Yeah, his death caused some issues in my life. You know, I mean, for a good year, I was generating more energy than I knew what to do with. And I finally figured out how to solve that problem, so I'm good now. But I feel my son where every once in a while, you know, and I know it's him because he'll sit on my bed and he'll like tap my leg. And I know it's him because it feels like him.
Yeah. Well, that's nice, at least.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, he's over there with my brother. So he's got company and his grandpa's there. And yeah, he had to have a discussion with that man anyway, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, I got married in June of 2019 to my husband. And that's when I met my mother. I hadn't known her my entire life. That's like a whole nother story. That's like, really? But yeah, and she got to meet him. Well, pretty much my dad kidnapped me and used the military to hide us. So,
wow.
Yeah. He was in special forces, so.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense now. You're not going to mess about with him anyway, are you?
Yeah, no. Actually, when her and her dad went to Fort Bragg, my dad's base, they said, oh, he's not in the military anymore. And he still was. I have an older half brother. After my dad passed away, he's like, well, you know, dad worked for the CIA, right? I'm like, no. He goes, yeah. He was always on, you know. I'm like, no, I never knew that. But I look back on it being an adult now, and I look back, it's like, yeah, that a whole lot of the way things went down makes a whole lot of sense now. Kind of like pieces of a puzzle clicking together, or someone going in and turning a light on in a dark room.
Yeah, you look back at where you were and how he was behaving and all that.
Exactly. It is, yeah.
Sometimes you need the space, you need the time difference to be able to do that and look back properly.
Mm-hmm.
I do anyway.
Yeah, well, and when you don't have all the information from the get-go, and then you know, you get information later, it's like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. But it's all good. You know, being with my dad, I got to see the world. So, you know, that's a good thing.
I think I'm done now. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah. Did they do their business?
Okay. No, he likes to walk around in this humongous field where I got to look out for landmines. And he just likes to smell around. He will not. This dog is so stubborn. He'll have a turtle head hanging out of his butt. And he will not go until he finds the exact spot he wants. And it drives me up the wall. Man. Damn, he is stubborn. Hey, I heard a little bit about, you were talking about the, you know, your son.
Yeah.
Did the lawsuit start already over in North Dakota?
No, the trial. that the guy's trial starts in December 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Okay. Are you and your mom going to go?
I want to go. My husband thinks that I shouldn't go.
What? Okay. Is his company, are they going to be the ones responsible or?
Oh, the lawsuit I have for the wrongful death one, that's between insurance companies, and I don't have to go to that one. That one's going to be done pretty much with just the lawyers and shit.
So the one coming up in December, you want to go there?
Yeah, that's the
guy. So you can speak, so you can see him, so you can speak, or?
Kind of both, and just so that I know, you know, so I'm there when, you know, so I know.
To be there for your son? I mean, is that kind of it, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I understand. I don't mean to be nosy, but
no, it's okay.
I know you're a cool chick, and
I have
you really
to hide.
Don't mind me asking, but I wanted to just know out of curiosity because I do care about you. You're a cool friend to have, man. You know what I mean? I know we kid around a lot, but you are a real good friend.
I try to be, you know, me.
you are. Yeah, her story with her mom is a cool one. I know she didn't get real deep into it, but when they met up again, that's when she was on Podbean, and she flew to Florida.
Yep.
To meet her mom.
Well, actually, I flew down to Florida. She packed up all her stuff.
And I was going to tell him.
15-foot trailer and her car on a car trailer. And we drove from Florida all the way up to Washington State. And she lives right next door to me.
Right.
That's a lot. Tell them how many miles is that?
Oh, it's like a gazillion. It seemed like it took us 5 days to drive.
Yeah,
it's a long way. Yeah, easily.
Coast to coast, pretty much.
No, from the far southeast to the to the far northwest of the United States. It's pretty unreal to drive that. I wouldn't want to drive that.
It was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, I know y'all enjoyed it, and y'all talk and shop and do all that shit, but that ain't for me.
My perfect vacation would be like, just go drive somewhere, and I'm the type of person, I like to see every stupid touristy thing.
Fuck
you know? Like Mount Rushmore, I thought would be bigger. When I first saw Mount Rushmore, I mean, it's big and it's impressive, but like, from the pictures I saw and everything growing up, I thought that it was like bigger.
Okay, well, let's go back and complain to the men who did all that work, who chiseled it out, and say, hey, motherfucker, it's not big enough. Let's fucking chew their ass out because Stephanie's not happy.
I didn't say it was
fucking bitch.
But compared to compared to like the pyramids of Egypt.
How tall is it? Do you know? Do you remember?
No. I mean,
they're
huge.
I'm trying to go by something. Is it like a 10-story building? Is it bigger than that?
I don't know. It's huge.
I'll look it up.
But like compared to like the pyramids of Egypt, I was more impressed by the pyramids than I was Mount Rushmore.
You've been to Egypt? You saw the pyramids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn. You lucky fuck you.
I've been to Italy. I've been all over
Europe. Oh, because of dad.
Yeah. And then when we got old enough, he just gave us railway passes. And the railway system over in Europe, you can get on in one country and like go pretty much across all of Europe on the same train. You can get a pass,
crazy.
You can get off at different countries, and spend however long you want there, and then get back on the train, and then, you know. At least that's the way it was when I was growing up.
Man, yeah, they still do those rail passes. I think the 30-day student pass.
Yeah, that's what we got with student passes. Because, like sometimes we'd stay, me and my brother, we would stay in hostels, like youth hostels.
Stay in hospitals?
No, hostel. They're called hostels. Sometimes you just, like, have your sleeping bag on the floor and stuff, but it's a roof over your head, and you get, like, a meal. You, like, get meals there.
That's all you need.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a good network.
Take a dump, buddy. Make your poopy do, buddy. Come on, you little rascal. Your daddy's a little rascal. Make your poopy do, buddy. Come on.
In England, you can do the same thing in England. You can get, like, on the train in London and go all the way up to Scotland if you want it.
Yeah, it's I'm about 100 miles from the Scottish border where I am.
Yeah, you said you're way up in the northeast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm closer to Edinburgh than I am to London.
In the Vale country. Didn't think about
it. A little bit further up than the Yorkshire Dales.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, by the like just between the Pennines and the coast.
Okay, I know where you're at.
Everyone, all of the English or the British, I don't know what I call y'all, but you all have different accents. I'm picking that up now.
I was watching a thing. It's different parts
of the country. I was watching a thing yesterday. It was a documentary on Ozzy, and like him and his wife talk different. And then there was some other person, and they talked totally different.
Caps don't sound like Radio Project. Caps and Radio Project, their accents are very different.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, that's what Popsky said. He goes, that I sound like Ozzy. I guess the mumbling and just the way I'm all fucked up. I'm not fucked up, but all the partying fucked me up. Yeah, but I can hear it. You know, I can recognize the difference. Hear the differences in the accents.
Yeah,
I always thought it was one like accent, and it's not.
No, each town, sometimes each village, has a different accent.
Really?
Yeah, where I grew up in County Durham, you go 5 miles down the road and people speak in a different way. And you can hear the difference.
What the fuck? That's fucking crazy, man. 5 fucking miles down the road.
I don't know why it happens like that, I think, but it's literally within 5 or 10 miles is a different accent.
I probably
so they know you're different.
Come like on, when the Danes took over and stuff, the different dialects.
It's partly that because you've got Danish, you've got the Viking influence, you've got an Irish influence in England as well.
The Welsh
and Scottish. So you've got a combination of all of those things in the north of England, and then in the south it's more French.
Yep.
And the Vikings came from what, like Denmark and.
Yes,
Scandinavia, Norway.
Scandinavia. That's kind of like me. My wife tells me I'm like a fucking Viking because I'm hairy and I'm an asshole or kind of meanish. You know, she says I have a mean temperament, which is bullshit. Hey, man, Steph, you didn't give my picture to nobody, did you?
No.
I don't know how that dude got my picture yesterday.
Somebody been impersonating you, have they?
No, I was, El Gato. I'll call him Dave.
I don't even have a picture of you.
Oh. Well, I sent you one a long time ago, I guess. Anyway.
Did you really?
Why, do you want one?
Sure.
Dave, the El Gato, he hangs around with some fucking jackass guy named Jiu-Jitsu. And all that dude does is talk shit, man. And Dave, he loves that guy. Dave, I mean, he bows down to him, gets on his knees. He deep throats the guy. And the guy was describing me and all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck does he know what I look like? So, I don't know. Fuck him. And Dave was like, man, he's such a, I swear he sucks that guy's cock. He goes, I'm gonna throw in the towel. I'm throwing in the towel. Like we're fucking fighting or something, you know? We're talking shit to one another. It's Dave's pitiful. He makes me lose respect for him when he does shit like that. So the respect meter has gone way down for Dave. He won't pull that guy's cock out of his mouth. I think he's got bruised tonsils from that shit. And a uvula.
His uvula. So, you guys starting to have cops or sober in the UK yet?
Without say that again?
Have you guys started having like concerts and stuff again over in the UK?
They're doing concerts with and theater with like a vaccine pass.
Okay.
So you've got to prove that you've been vaccinated to get in.
Yeah, that's the same way here. They have to either be vaccinated, and if you're not vaccinated, you have to have a proof of a COVID test like within the last 48 hours.
Yeah, it's the same here.
And we have COVID testing stations here. Well, we did. We're closed now until next May.
This shithead wanted me to go take him out. I took him everywhere, and he didn't take a shit.
No, he just wanted to go out.
Get over here, Spot. Well,
he shit when I took him, remember?
When? Oh, did he? You didn't tell me that.
I did tell you.
Oh, did you tell me?
Yes.
Well, I must have forgot. Oh, when was that? How long ago?
Around 11.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't remember too well either.
You don't have a yard for your babies?
On the side of the house, I do.
45, you said I haven't even had a sip of coffee.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Teddy.
Well, that, yeah. Okay.
Angie says hi, Poncha.
Oh, is Angie on here?
Yep.
I can't see. My phone was in my pocket.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah, Angie, if you want to call in, you're welcome to call in.
Angie said hi to you.
Yes. Wow.
She's on the phone with her son.
Ah.
Man, I need to get rid of... Man, I can't pee. I need to pee so I can drink a beer, man. Yeah, I got to make a urine test, you know?
Oh.
I can't have beer in my system, but I want a beer, but I've got drinking coffee and guzzling water. And
run some water in the toilet, like in the faucet.
I don't have the urge to go. I know what you're talking about.
Every time I start to do dishes, I got to go pee, so. Never fail. Ovaltine. I don't like
Ovaltine. Be sure and drink your Ovaltine.
Yeah, that's pure rock and roll. I've got hot chocolate.
Me and Russ, we watched Last Kingdom, and he went over to the shop because I guess his brother's coming over to help him put a cam in one of the buggies that they broke this year.
One of the buggies.
Yeah, it's like a Polaris or something. I don't know.
the staff uses it to like go from one place to another or haul stuff, because the campground's like, to walk from the campground to the venue is like a little under a mile.
Here's one.
It's huge.
There's one Spicoli. I'm sending it to your phone.
Okay.
All right. Let me go back. Oops. And, oh man, my dog's all raggedy looking there. I just took them to the groomer, so they look much better now. But anyway.
Yeah, just like what I thought you would look like.
You're full of shit.
What kind of dog you got, Spicoli?
I have two miniature schnauzers.
Very cool.
Oh, and she's in bed.
Huh?
Angie's eating donuts and Ovaltine in bed.
Oh, I thought I was jam donut. Something different. But don't give that to anyone, please.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm just fucking saying, man.
Saying it so I could say it. So you can't ever
say
who you
ever
said.
I don't know, man. I don't want some idiot to fucking get a hold of it and write something stupid on it and put it on a newspaper or something.
Oh, so that means I can't take the picture and like put it on a wanted poster? Wanted. Or
oh, I don't care about that. Cool. That'd be fine.
It's drizzling today here. Steady drizzle.
I wish a cold front would hurry up and move through here, man. It's still warm. Oh, here
That's
goes
about,
snow.
What, 40? It was like 45 earlier.
Yeah, it's cooled down a lot here in the last week.
He said it's 40 what? 45?
It's 48 degrees.
Damn, that's cold.
Darn.
To me, that's fucking, that's real cold. Damn.
The high is going to be about 52.
Now, that is real. That's fucking winter, man, for us.
The high will be this week will be 57 on Friday.
I used to say I liked the winter, you know, because I was welding as a welder. Now, man, I just like it to be a little bit comfortable, you know.
Yeah, I haven't been out today. I've been pottering about. I woke up a bit later than I normally do, and I was a bit disorientated because I couldn't do what I wanted to do because I was already halfway through the time I was going to do it. So I've just been kind of pottering about in my apartment, not really doing very much and sleeping most of the day. I did the same thing on Friday. I had a sleeping day on Friday. I think I'm just getting ready to hibernate, basically.
Hibernate, huh? That sounds good. Yeah, I didn't wake up till 11:45. I guess because my dogs Poncho's home, so the dogs don't come wake me up. Usually I'm up at 8 or 9.
Ross slept until a whole, 6:30 this morning. Woohoo! At least that's when he woke up.
He is a early riser, huh?
Yeah, usually he's at work by 6:30, 7 o'clock the latest.
Well, it's not hot anymore. I thought he was doing that because it was the heat y'all were having.
Well, that too, but he also I don't know. Well, he's been sleeping in more because, like, Javier don't get up that early.
Is that his work boss, buddy? Yeah. Oh, boss.
Yeah, his boss. Yeah. Yeah, there's only the only people working right now is Ross, Mundo, and Javier. Him and Mundo are blowing out all the water lines over the venue. Campground's already done. Monday they're going to come up and do up at our house, so I'll lose the really good shower. I mean, I have water in my camper, but I don't like the
water. Y'all have well water, don't you?
Yeah. But the washroom where the wash and dryer is will be shut down because there'll be no water, so I'll have to go down to the office and do my laundry.
There won't be. Well, why don't you wash your clothes today?
Well, I am. I only have two more loads to do, and then they're done.
Oh. Well, how long will the water be shut down?
Until next May.
Oh, fuck.
So I'll just go. It's okay. I'll just load up the laundry basket in the car and go down to the office and do it.
Down to the office?
Yeah, because the office building, the lunchroom office, those two buildings, that water don't get shut off because it's buried and it's protected against, you know, it underneath the trailers. It's warm enough so it doesn't freeze.
Uh-huh.
And there's a washer and dryer down there that they have two washers and two dryers. This is where they wash all the uniforms during the year when it's
Oh, gotcha.
So I just take it down there and wash it.
That makes sense. We've got in the place I live, we've got a laundry room for the, like, it's an estate, so there's probably 200 people sharing this laundry room.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right during the week when people are working, but at the weekend you can't. Like, there's three washers and three dryers, and then there's three washers and three dryers in another room as well. So there's six between us. So it's not too bad, but it still gets busy at the weekend.
Yeah, I could imagine the weekend, man. That would be horrible.
Yeah, and then. I think Mundo, he'll finish blowing out the lines and then he'll be done. And then it'll be just Ross and Javier.
What do you mean blowing them out? Water lines?
Yeah, because a lot of them down at the venue, they're above ground, which is like where the holly water, and they turn the water off and then they, I guess, put an air hose or something in there and blow all the water out so it doesn't freeze. Because if we leave water in there...
Oh, you're talking about... So, okay, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get the water out of it so they...
Yeah, and then the other buildings, you know, they blow the water out there, so... Because there's nobody in there. So they blow it, make sure all the lines are clear so they don't bust.
Yeah, the people... I feel sorry for them, but the people here... When that freeze was coming, they shut their water off thinking that would do it, but they forgot to drain the water out of their lines.
On the outside, yeah.
No, in your house.
In the house? See, in the house,
it doesn't matter. Just drain your fucking lines, you know what I mean? Turn on the lowest point in your house. And drain it. Your highest point and lowest point.
I would do it.
Drain it. And that way.
I wouldn't do it. If it got really cold, all you do is you just turn your water on a trickle.
Yeah, that's what I did. I let mine run. I just let mine run for the fucking whole week. I let all of them, every outlet I have, I let it trickle.
We didn't need to run it that high.
Man, I was not taking. any chances, because our house is above ground. Mm-hmm. It's on like cinder blocks. So all
I live
of
the in a pipe, fifth wheel, dude.
All of the pipes are under the house.
I live
and
in
it's not warm enough. So I was not going to take any chances of
having
to redo that, man, paying all that money. I'd rather pay $20 extra for my water bill than to just have to even think about.
My water line, Angie, that I'm hooked up to, is actually buried underneath the water in the ground, so far enough to where it doesn't freeze. And the part that's sticking up in the windmill, no, I don't own the windmill. I just wrap it with insulation, and then the hose that runs into my camper, it's got a heat tape. It's called like heat tape. It's got this like wire or something inside the hose, and you plug it in, and it warms up the water so it doesn't freeze. And if it gets cold enough, I just open up my water, you know, so it drips down so it doesn't freeze, and I'm good.
All right. I don't haul water beer time.
Anymore. I used to haul water.
On your head, like those African ladies, they hold that big pole that goes on their head, and they got two big baskets on each end.
No.
Basket on each
I had those bottles that you put in water coolers. I'd fill those up with water and then bring them up. And then that's how I would wash dishes before I had running water.
Did you hear me? It's beer time.
Ooh,
I just
beer time.
Peed.
Yay.
Yes.
Do you want
I'm
a lollipop?
Happy. No, I want a beer. If you want,
changing the subject completely to what we were talking about half an hour ago, the guy who ran the disclosure project, it's a guy called Stephen Weir. He's been driving me nuts that I couldn't remember his name. So,
Stephen Weir, that's who it was.
Distortion.
What's that?
What did you say? He ran the distortion.
Disclosure.
What is that? What was that?
About the aliens.
Oh.
It's military testimony for UFO encounters, or anything that's shown up on radar, or any military personnel that's had UFO encounters while they've been flying or whatever. He had about 30 people at a press conference, and I think it was 2001.
Yeah, when they had to disclose all that stuff. Because Freedom Act or whatever.
Yeah, but it was driving me nuts that I couldn't remember his name. But it's Dr. Stephen Greer.
I'm just warning you.
Okay.
What? All right.
Who were you asking what it to? I didn't know if you were.
I didn't hear what you said.
I just told my wife that my urine was in the refrigerator.
Oh,
you know, she don't drink. No, not so she doesn't drink it. I don't want her to knock it over or whatever and spill it, because then I'd have to do it in the morning, and it'd probably still be in there. Shit, it'd pee, it'd still be in me. I mean, beer.
Give it to me.
Anyway, that guy, did he do a stand, the man that you're talking about, radio, did he do a thing like on YouTube where he gave a speech? Did he wear glasses? And it was like back in the, maybe, it was maybe in 1990 or, I mean, 19.
I don't know whether
late
that's
90s.
The same guy. This was a press conference, so he was on stage at the National Press Club.
Oh, no, this
wasn't
a stage.
Bringing people up one at a time to give their testimony.
No, I'd like to see that.
It's about 3 hours. I think it was on YouTube.
Oh,
I don't know whether it still is.
3 hours. And they had to give testimony due to what?
It was just to get it into the public domain. That's what he was trying to do, was get all these soldiers and Air Force people to say what they'd seen and say what the radar looked like and all the rest of it, so that it was in the public domain.
So the military wanted it to be in the public domain, or there's
no, the military were trying to keep it quiet.
Oh, and they went out and said, "Fuck this! We're going to let everybody know."
Yeah, that was the idea.
Okay, got you. And did you find out what happened to him? Were any of them murdered or killed?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if there was any kind of repercussions. A lot of them were retired by then.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't heard any stories of anybody being murdered after that, but it is still on YouTube. I'll look it up.
Lucky they weren't Russian, man. That Putin, man, he killed a lot of people. But that one guy that he ended up going to England, he poisoned him, and
oh yeah, the guy in Salisbury.
Yeah. Oh man, that was horrible. Him and his wife and they had to watch that poor guy just suffer and suffer and suffer. That guy's a real piece of shit.
Yeah, the Russians are very good at poison on the tips of umbrellas and things like that. You've got to be careful with them.
They would just sneeze on you or something, you know, and that the dust, you would inhale it, and that tiny bit of dust would just eat you up from the inside out or something.
Yeah, I've got a mate who's ex-army, and he used to do biological weapons training for his troops. I don't know. He was part of what he did, and he reckons that the chemical that the press was saying was used is not the chemical that was used for that Salisbury thing. I can't remember what he said it was now, but the chemical that they're saying was used would have killed them instantly, and they were in hospital. The husband and wife were in hospital for a couple of weeks and then recovered, and they wouldn't have recovered if it was the poison that the press are saying was used. So my mate was raging about that when all that was happening.
Yeah, you can never trust a lot of what the media says, especially nowadays. But
yeah, there was something being covered up. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what he said it was, but the way he was talking was a different chemical that was being used. And he knew what it was because he knew what the symptoms were. Because he used to have to brief the troops about it.
What was that? Damn.
I can't remember. I've only been to Salisbury once in my life, but it's a nice little town. I'm not sure why you a Russian billionaire would end up there, though.
I thought the guy was. Was he Russian? I thought the guy was. He was not Russian. I may have it all fucked up.
Yeah, he was Russian, but he was a Russian. He's one of the guys that got the industry when Russia opened up to the West. I think he had a beef with Putin about dividing the money up or something. Or there was a political disagreement, and he had to leave because he was getting in the way of what Putin wanted to do.
They'll be back.
Damn. Be back. A disagreement and you die.
Yeah, beat up the pig. It's his fault.
I'm going to close this room up shortly. We've got about 20 minutes, but it's getting quite late, so I'm going to I'm going to close this one down, I think.
All right, Radio. Hey, man, I appreciate you having us on, and you have a good evening.
Anytime you like, Spicoli, no probs at all.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one, and I'll see y'all at another time.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm around. I'm on here every day, pretty much. So I'll see you around somewhere.
Okay, man.
Same goes for you, crazy lady. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Yeah, I get my stuff together to do a grim fairy tale show.
Right. Okay. All right, we'll have a chat another time.
Okay.
All right, take care. You still here, Freedom?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
All right, because I started late because I fell asleep, so.
Yeah, no worry. Yeah, for me it's also a little late because I also worked all day, but it's all fine. I enjoyed listening as well.
Yeah, it's all good. So I think still this Sunday slot is definitely working, though.
Yeah, sure, yeah, I like it. It's different every time, but that's good.
Yeah, it's a good time slot, though. I think Sundays works reasonably well.
Yeah, and it's now also in my mind, so every time I remember, Sunday night, yeah, I have to be here. So,
yeah, what were you thinking about your rock show?
Yeah, I did. I used to do I made 10 of them, and then I used to take a big artist, a big band, usually from the 70s, and then I would just read the Wikipedia and then get some interviews together. But it's only because I have no one else there. But if you would join in, maybe you could also, if you know something about this particular band or its history.
Yeah, then we can have a conversation about it rather than just reading Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a bit, maybe, and something.
Yeah, when were you thinking of doing them? Which day?
I don't know yet, because now they switched my schedule again. I work different days, and I already mentioned it today. I said, look, I need my schedule back, so they're going to fix it again. But when? I'm not sure yet. I'm the free Tuesday, so I might try one then. So.
Right, well, just let me know in on the Telegram channel, and I'll jump on when I see it. I'll jump on. But if you can give me a little bit of notice, because I don't always check. I check it two or three times a day. I check that channel. I don't check it all the time.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. I'll make sure I'll get it out there on time and give it a good try again to now a newer version of it.
Yeah, we'll give it a go. See if we can get something rocking with it. Get some people in.
Yeah. So, what time would suit you? I mean, I'm free the whole day then, so usually I'm a little bit more morning, but any time could be in the day.
Yeah, well, I've got the round table to do on the morning, yeah. Early afternoon, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we're good. We'll be good to try it out. Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll give that a try then. The Chinese people downstairs are making noise, so I've got to make sure I get some sleep.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're having a family gathering of some sort, which means the karaoke will go on shortly.
Unbelievable.
And once that happens, day? I won't be able to get to sleep.
Yeah. You can fall asleep at all with that noise.
You can't fall asleep at all with that noise, but I've got to. I've screamed at them, so they know that They know that if they put the karaoke on, I'll just scream at them through the window.
Yeah.
But I can hear them. They're shouting. They're kind of shouting and making noise. So there's obviously more than about 6 or 7 people downstairs tonight. It's a nightmare, though, man. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. It is, yeah, for sure. I mean, bothering you at night and sleep. You need your sleep.
Anyway, whatever. It's just one of those things, isn't it? Can't do much about it. The housing association is not interested, so there's nothing much I can do about it.
Right, that's very very strange. Even the, I mean, what is the commission for anyway?
Yeah, well, they don't bother with noise. They just pass me to the council or the police. Whatever. It's like it'll just, if I scream at them, then they stop. But then a month later, they'll start up again.
And yeah, but can the police not do anything? Because I think I mentioned it already. But my brother's place, he had a couple of students living up there above him, and there was the guy from the, so there was on the fourth floor, the guy from the first floor, he was troubled by it because some reason he heard it very well in his bedroom, and he took action all the time. In the beginning he tried to be polite and ask them, and he did that 10 times, and then it never stopped, so he got the police involved, and eventually the police gave them a couple of warnings, and then they still continued, and then they came and they took the stereo away and everything.
Yeah, I have reported them. I've reported them a couple of times to the police because I just wanted all the incidents logged. Mm-hmm. You get a number if you log an incident, so I just wanted to make sure that everything that was logged, but they can't do anything unless it's after 11 o'clock at night.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah. It'll sort itself out. In the end, it'll sort itself out. Either I'll move or they'll move, one or the other.
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. Yeah. I hope you get some decent sleep and a pretty night, at least a good night.
All right, man. I'll catch you on Tuesday. Are you around for the round table, or are you doing something else?
Well, I should be available. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Cool. I'll see you on Tuesday morning.
All right, man. See you then.
All right. Take care.